Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, published in 2020. It argues against the common emphasis on portfolio value appreciation, and instead recommends constructing an income-producing portfolio that can generate steady distributions over time. Bavaria presents this as a practical framework for investors who want reliable ongoing cash flow rather than dependence on market timing or long waiting periods for capital gains. The book draws heavily on credit-based investments, closed-end funds, loans, and other higher-yielding instruments, using the factory metaphor to explain how recurring income can be reinvested to compound returns. Its purpose is both strategic and psychological to help readers think about investing as a system for producing durable income in changing market conditions. Not just as a vehicle for price growth, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing capital appreciation with an income-first investing model. The core argument of the book is that many investors focus too narrowly on growing account value and too little on generating usable cash flow. Bavaria proposes a different objective build, a portfolio that pays income consistently and can support financial independence through distributions rather than through selling assets. This shift matters because it changes how investors evaluate success. Instead of asking whether an investment will rise in price, the investor asks whether it produces dependable income that can be reinvested or spent. The book treats this as a more realistic path for people who want ongoing returns during their working years, not only at retirement. The framework is appealing because it reduces reliance on forecasting future market prices, which are inherently uncertain. It also creates a clearer relationship between the portfolio and the investor's daily financial life, since income is visible and measurable. In this sense, the book is not just about choosing securities differently, but about redefining the basic purpose of investing. Secondly, the income factory metaphor as a system for compounding cash flow. Bavaria uses the metaphor of a factory to show that a portfolio can be treated as an engine that produces output continuously. In this model, each investment functions like a machine that generates income, and the total portfolio becomes a collection of productive units working together. The important idea is that the output is not only a current stream of cash, but also the raw material for future growth when reinvested. That makes compounding central to the strategy. The factory image is useful because it emphasizes process rather than speculation. A factory is evaluated by what it produces, not by how exciting it looks on paper, and the same logic is applied to investing here. This helps readers understand why regular reinvestment is essential income that is not reinvested does not fully realize the strategy's long-term power. The metaphor also conveys discipline. A factory requires maintenance, oversight, and consistent operation, which mirrors the need to monitor a portfolio carefully rather than treat income investing as passive in the careless sense. Thirdly, why the book favors credit-based assets over traditional equities. A major theme in the book is the preference for credit instruments and income-producing funds over common stocks as the main building blocks of a portfolio. Bavaria argues that credit investments often provide more predictable cash flow because they sit higher in the capital structure than equity. That means they are paid before stockholders in many situations, which can make their income stream more stable even if their prices still fluctuate. The book discusses assets such as closed-end funds, bonds, leveraged loans, and collateralized loan obligations as examples of tools that can generate substantial distributions. The attraction is not that these instruments are risk-free, but that they shift the investor's focus from uncertain upside to contractual or structural income. This distinction is central to the book's identity because it challenges the idea that high returns must come from equity exposure. Instead, Bavaria suggests that a well-selected credit-oriented portfolio can offer both yield and a degree of resilience. The result is a more income-centered portfolio design that may better suit investors who value cash flow and consistency over aggressive price appreciation. Fourthly, reinvestment as the engine that turns income into long-term wealth. The book places strong emphasis on reinvesting the income generated by the portfolio, not just collecting it. Bavaria treats reinvestment as the mechanism that turns a high-yielding portfolio into a compounding system. When distributions are used to buy more income-producing assets, future cash flow rises, which then creates more capacity for additional growth. This creates a feedback loop that can be more powerful than waiting for stock prices to appreciate. The logic is straightforward but important. A portfolio that produces income today can become a larger income producer tomorrow if its cash flow is continuously recycled. This is one reason the book stresses consistency and discipline. Reinvestment only works if the investor resists the temptation to consume all distributions immediately and instead treats them as fuel for the next cycle. The approach also helps explain why Bavaria believes the strategy can be effective across market environments. Even when prices are volatile, income can still be redeployed. The book therefore presents compounding not as a side effect, but as the central mechanism by which the income factory becomes self-reinforcing over time. Lastly, managing risk through credit discipline rather than market speculation. Although the book is optimistic about income investing, it is not presented as a low-risk or effortless strategy. Bavaria acknowledges that higher yield usually comes with higher credit risk and that investors need to understand what they own. The practical message is that risk should be managed through knowledge of the underlying credit quality, structure, and diversification of holdings rather than through attempts to predict short-term market movements. This is a meaningful distinction because it frames risk as something to analyze, not something to avoid entirely. The book also argues that many investors overestimate the danger of income assets while underestimating the volatility and uncertainty embedded in equity markets. By focusing on credit risk, the investor can better assess whether a distribution is sustainable and whether a fund or security fits the overall portfolio design. The result is a more deliberate approach to portfolio construction, instead of chasing the highest yield indiscriminately. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of stable income generation, reasonable diversification, and long horizon patience. That balance between yield and risk control is what gives the strategy its practical appeal. In conclusion, this book is best suited for investors who want to understand income investing as a structured portfolio philosophy, rather than as a collection of isolated yield-chasing ideas. It will be especially useful for readers who are frustrated with the usual growth-only model, professionals seeking to replace part of their earned income with portfolio cash flow, and investors who want a clearer framework for thinking about reinvestment and compounding. Its practical value lies in the way it connects portfolio design, credit analysis, and cash flow discipline into one coherent system. Intellectual value comes from the challenge it poses to conventional assumptions about what investing is for. Compared with many books in the dividend or income investing category, this one stands out for making the factory metaphor central rather than decorative, and for focusing on credit-based income assets rather than only broad dividend strategies. It is not a promise of safety or simplicity, but a specific model for investors willing to think carefully about yield, structure, and reinvestment. That makes it distinctive among books on lifetime returns. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.